I'm dying. I'm dying, and he's dying, and we're on the body.
Oh, do you remember the moment?
Oh,
the dream.
Oh, yes.
I caught you a delicious bass.
That was apt. Yeah, that was a perfectly good quote.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear,
on the party.
On the party.
We went the same way.
Oh, we should make a radio show.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hey.
Hip hip.
Hey.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hey, well, this is the 47th ever episode of On the Body with David Dan.
Which means that we've been going for exactly how long, David?
We've been going for a year, as of either today or tomorrow.
That's right. And you know, we're going to make a big fuss about this episode.
We
are going to make another big fuss.
Yeah.
In three episodes.
Oh,
time,
episode 50. Hey, wait, is this 47 or is this might be 48.
Oh, that's 2 weeks before.
Let's just check our number here. CCCYouth.com. How good is that new website? We've already had almost 6,000 hits. Since last time I spoke, we've had another 800 hits. 800 hits since last week. Last week's On the Potty was a fantastic week. We had Jono Vink all the way from Tanzania. No, 46 was last week.
So we're now up to 47,
so that's correct.
And we had, like, during the week, we had lots of ideas from people who had...
We had some ideas.
Things they wanted us to do for our 50th anniversary. You got some there.
Edward S., I think he suggested coming to Sydney. No, it was Nick G. Nick Gilbert, all the way from Sydney. He tried to get us to come down there, but we've said no, because we're on the Central Coast.
I wish I'd known about that one.
Which one? You could write a song.
Yeah.
We'll do that for episode 50.
Yeah.
Good suggestion. Shout out to Nick G. Unlucky about Sydney FC, mate. Your goalkeeper can't catch. Dustin T., he said we could come and do it in Canada.
Is he going to pay for us to go there?
Dustin T, if you pay for us to go there, we will do a 3-hour episode with you. That's a promise. If you pay to get us over there, we'll do a 3-hour
episode. We should have done that as well. You
should get Zach M back on the show. He suggested that.
Oh, man.
Zach M's been a bit disappointed in the comments lately. He hasn't commented for a while.
Yeah, disappointing.
Yeah, we want your comments. Put your comments on ccsooth.com. Yep.
So this is a bit like our first episode.
Crap.
We had no idea what we were doing.
I'm actually...
And then we're going to take a photo and we're going to look special needs. Like we did in episode one.
Now, I'm boiling in here.
It's really hot. Do you want to turn on the fan?
We're going to turn the fan on.
We do have some exciting things to talk about, though.
Yeah.
Much excite.
You were going to say something else, but can I just quickly say something? Because I want to say it a few times.
Yeah.
For our first birthday... We want to be number one on iTunes in the religion and spirituality section, in the Christianity section, subsection within that. Okay, in order to do that, everyone this week needs to get onto iTunes, click on iTunes Store, click on Podcasts, click on... Or just go up
It'll
to the search.
It'll take you about 5 minutes.
Just go up to the search in iTunes and write CCEC Youth, one word, and it'll have our TalkCast and our podcast. By all means, take our TalkCast, but we want the podcast... to go to number one. So everyone needs to delay it.
David, if we get to number one, will you stop talking about it?
Yes.
Okay, get to number one.
That is huge. We've got to knock up Brian Houston.
Well, you can get to number one.
Number one. Just this week, if everyone deletes all of their ones, and if everyone... Don't just click play on our website. Download it in iTunes.
All of them.
Every single episode, all 47. Yep. Okay, including our vodcast. Now, you don't have to do that one because it was poor quality.
The actual footage. Vodcast was in my top five episodes.
I've still got to work mine out. I'll tell you mine.
Well, that's what we're going... Oh.
Oh.
No?
Do we have time? We didn't really work it out.
I reckon
we have to turn it off.
Yeah, we do.
Because I'm struggling with it.
What I will ask you that, Dave.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, iTunes. Number one. I'm being fully serious, okay?
Number one.
Podcast. It's called a podcast.
Okay, we'll talk about our top five episodes on the 50th. But
this is pretty much the worst video ever.
Well, at least he didn't say podcast.
Oh, dear. Well, can David, top five for tonight, can you give me, because it's a year anniversary, I want the top five funniest moments on the potty.
Okay, well, let me just, before I tell you the top five funniest moments on the potty, number six on funniest moments at youth group this year was when I called a guy a girl tonight. Yeah. You remember?
Wait.
You got that somewhere?
Hello?
Hi,
it's
me.
You're on the potty.
You're on the potty.
Oh, man.
Why? Is that a problem? Why is that a problem?
Because I don't know.
You can't say anything because you're being recorded.
Yeah.
This is our 50th. This is our 1 year anniversary, Renee.
Sorry.
This is our 1 year anniversary.
Daniel was just saying this anniversary is more important to him than his wedding one.
It's not our anniversary. You got the wrong month.
She doesn't understand.
She doesn't speak English.
All right, hang on, I'll speak to her. David, you keep talking.
Well, I just wanted to say, while Dan's gone, I just wanted to declare my love to Dan. He's been through thick and thin together. We have this last year on the potty. I just want to say how much I love him. So Dan, I love you. Not in like the husband wife type of way, but more in like the, you know, the brotherhood type of way. You know, the Bible says greet your brothers with a holy kiss. So, Dan, here's a holy kiss. Yep, I might just have a chat to Napoleon.
I wish you'd get out of my life. Oh,
Doug's here.
Yeah, Doug's here. Yeah, that's right.
Doug, how are you?
Yeah, I was just in the shower and I just heard you guys recording, so I just sort of pop out. I just wanted to quickly say that,
Yeah, what do you want to say, Doug?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, this week, like next Friday night, we have another Jake Walk magazine coming out.
I can't wait. Are you in it, Doug? I heard.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Yeah, Doug's in it. Doug and Deborah are doing it.
I'll tell everyone. Doug and Deborah, we're doing our special column called Dear Doug or Deborah. Basically, we're going to take our relationship advice to another level by writing it down in a magazine. So we need you to send your emails to ccccyouth@gmail.com.
Doug, you sound like you're dying. Or you're the alien, the guy who becomes an alien in Men in Black.
Mate, before when episode 11 was on, I had a normal voice. But since episode 12, since Roger got me onto cigarettes, I've had a pretty bad voice. But anyway, send your mail in with your relationship questions. Episode
15.
No, 12. It was 12.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was 12. It was definitely 12, because I've been smoking for a while now.
Oh.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for that, Doug. But yeah, seriously, send in your emails, ccc@gmail.com, to Doug and Deborah, and they'll answer your... They'll give you some advice on relationships.
Now, something...
Number five.
Yep, go.
I've got no idea. Funniest moments on the potty.
Funniest things said.
On the potty.
I'm
going back to the old days. Bang smack,
yeah.
Instead of smack bang, remember that?
What I said wasn't as funny as the Elise said. Pain of coat.
No. Zach said pain of coat.
Pain of coat.
Zach said pain.
You
of
can
coat.
Do it with a real
good, episode two.
Yeah, you can do it with a good pain of coat.
Yeah. We always cross an hour. Like that's my computer.
Yeah. My computer does that as well. Oh, how good are these things? Anyway.
YahooWidgets.com.
Something that has been
sorely missed.
Sorely missed, definitely sorely missed. And integral
to integral
to what is the potty.
Integral
is this. It's been quite the hiatus for our noble warrior, but that doesn't mean he's not going to kick some serious time. Our writers also have lost the knack of how to make this segment funny and how to lead into the title phrase, Captain Boaz Time Traveller! We last saw Captain Boaz speaking to the evil time dragon, who, as it turns out, is not so evil after all. The true evil is Mr. Pinky. Mr. Pinky has taken Rusty, the flying time machine, to who knows where, leaving our captain and Mr. Nooge stranded in time.
I think I'm slowly coming to a realization of our situation. We need to get back in time in order to stop Mr. Pinky from stealing Rusty. If we go back to, say, 2 weeks ago, we might even be able to save our friends from doom. But how will we get back here without Rusty?
Duh, I'm a time dragon. I just go. John, Mr. Nuge.
Wow! You are really a neat character!
Thank you, Mr. Nuge. I know. Without time travel powers, this story would be done for.
Very well then, let's go and hang out. Hang on to the time dragon's tail, and we will take us, and he will take us back.
Wow, 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 wow. Well, here we are, 2 weeks ago.
Okay now, I'll just call Rusty and we'll be off, trapping Mr. Pinky here in time. Rusty? Rusty? Oh, he doesn't seem to be listening.
Oh, he's not here.
Huh? This is the day we arrived here. This is the day we arrived here in 2070. He is here for sure.
No, if Mr. Pinky takes Rusty back in time, say before this current moment, then Rusty won't be here. He'll be wherever Mr. Pinky is. If Mr. Pinky has Rusty, then that means he never came here. And you never came here for that matter. Quick, grab hold of the time dragon before the space-time continuum sucks you into its consequential vortex.
Consequential vortex?
Yes! As long as you're touching the time dragon, you're not able to be affected by the consequences of time. But as soon as you leave the time dragon, you'll start to fade away into the sands of consequence. Rusty will never be built by you. You will never visit all the places you have. You won't be here anymore. You will just vanish away. For all we know, Mr. Pinky is changing the history of the world much the same as you did, but this time for evil.
Wow, 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 wow.
Look, a strange alien ship.
Greetings, Earth people.
One, two, three.
Greetings, Earth people. Greetings, Captain Boaz. We are Gomez. We have been watching you.
Me? Watching me?
Me too?
Not so much you, just more the captain.
Oh.
We need your help, Captain Boaz.
We want you to captain our ship to a new homeland.
There is a lot more in this story, but not enough to tell this episode.
Captain your ship, hey?
But Captain Boaz, you're needed here on Earth to defeat Mr. Pinky.
But it's an alien ship.
Earth will be destroyed.
True, but the writers of this radio play have been watching Star Trek.
And so we leave Captain Boaz in a quandary. Does he stay and defend his homeland, or does he go and have fun piloting a race of aliens? Stay tuned for his answer on
Captain Boaz Time Traveler!
That was easily the best episode this year.
It was awesome.
Thanks for coming in and acting, guys. That was really good. We had about 6 guys in here for that one.
I really didn't have to say anything the whole time. There was like 10 guys doing it.
Mr. Nuge had like 4 voices.
I forgot that we weren't going to have any characters.
Well, I thought you were just going to take it.
Because there's nothing else in this.
Yeah.
Anyway, fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was Captain Boaz.
Thanks to our writers.
Shout out to team of them.
Yep.
They took some time off home and away and heroes to come in. You heard much about, like, I know you don't have a television, but have you heard much about this television show, Heroes?
I saw someone commented on a blog the other day about it.
Yep. What did they say about it?
They said it was a show.
And it is.
And people like,
that's the end of our TV segment.
But now for our Yana report.
Again, tell us about Yana.
Tamsin was in the news again recently. Tamsin. Not Yana, the Tamsin report.
The T-Dogs.
The T-Dogs. You got Up Dog on your shirt.
Up Dog? What's Up Dog?
Nothing much, man. Just been hanging, just been chilling out.
Tell us about Tamo.
Oh, she had some running with Raylene Boyle.
Who's Raylene Boyle?
A Golden Girl of Australia.
Man.
She's up there with Betty Cuthbert.
Betty Cuthbert?
And here comes Betty Cuthbert, running down for...
She was in the Melbourne Olympics in 1956.
That should be the next radio play.
Yeah.
You know how there's footballers' wives and it's really ungodly and has...
Yeah,
women, like, fighting against each other.
Australian swim team. Australian athletics team.
And yeah, Australian female athletics team. That's what it...
And the East Germans could come and they'd be like, here I am, I'm an East German woman.
Look at me. I've got bigger muscles than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's an East German woman.
He's an Austrian woman.
Oh, is he?
I don't think he's a woman.
Could be. That's why...
If you're a woman, send an email to
ccsyouth@gmail.com.
I'd love to bring you a chapstick.
Fantastic. Anything else?
That's what we're on about here, chapsticks and the potty.
Yeah, we are on about the potty.
That's what we're on about.
Number four for you, David?
I haven't really been thinking about it, but let me just you talk about something, just so I can see the titles for each episode, just because
on the comments of our episode today, why don't you...
Number four.
You, the listener, put in your funniest...
Oh, moment. You would love that. That's just nothing would tickle my heart more.
Nothing would touch my soul more.
What about this?
Yeah, tell it to me.
Number four. Have I said number four yet?
Yeah.
It would have to be Andrew Shaw, okay, on the botty. We want another botty, by the way.
Yeah.
And the plane ride. That was just fantastic. Every hour. Daniel's still watching
over the hedge.
Over the hedge. Ellen's just finished a book. I'm twiddling my thumbs. Dad's asleep.
Andrew.
Mum's drinking beer.
I miss you, Andrew. Mum's drinking beer. Mum's on the terps again. Why is she always angry?
Sorry, Joanna, we don't mean that. Metho.
That's horrible. When are you coming back, Andrew? I miss you. I love you.
Yeah, you've got to send us a body.
Yeah, we need to know what's happening.
Yeah, give us a report. We want a body report.
Do they still listen? Is this still downloads from Botswana?
Yeah. If you actually look on the map for our new website, they've visited about 20 times.
Yeah.
Their suburb in Botswana, Garbara. Yeah, it's got like 30 hits or something like that. Awesome. So they've been listening, I'm sure.
That's good. But now we're going to get some listens in Tanzania.
Actually, can I actually do a request for our 50th episode?
Yeah.
We want as many people as possible to send in a shout out. Okay? We want you to say, "Hi, I'm Dustin T from Canada.
Shout out to
the potty." No, like, right. Just a shout out to themselves.
Are they going to send in an audio?
Just an audio clip.
If
okay.
they can.
Yeah, it's easy. You can buy a microphone for $5 from Big W, Walmart, something like that, if you're overseas. You can easily do it. And there's Windows comes with a standard little thing. You can record it. Send it any format, WAVE, MP3, whatever.
We'll be able to deal with it.
But seriously, we particularly want our international guys, but anyone. Zach M.
I'm such and such.
Yeah. We want
such and such.
Yeah, that would be the bomb. We'd love it.
Oh, that'd be really good. Yeah. 50th. And we might. I don't want to say
too many ideas away.
Yeah. Well, no. It's more. My problem is I say ideas before I've thought them through.
Yeah. And then. Yeah. And then, a bit like that competition that I had to give away an iTunes voucher.
Yeah.
But that was. We actually need to get 6 entries, and they're good entries. But we wanted like 20.
So I've given away the dragonfly.
You have. Who to?
To someone in my year 1 class.
Oh, snap! Laura, if you still listen to this, your prize is now...
Well, it's not. It's hanging up above the table of the class. See you, Andrew.
See you, Andrew.
They win it for their Wacky Wednesday award.
Number three.
Yep.
Chris, CJ, by the pool, Fat, 2006. If you could summarise your experience of Fat, what would you call it?
If you had one word... If the dictionary had fat in it...
What would be the definition?
What would be the definition?
Beyond wild imaginations. That's how good was that?
It was awesome. That was it made it onto the Fat DVD.
It did. That was number 3.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Tell us a funny story.
This happened to me this week. So I'm a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And I... You know, you try and get kids to stop doing things with their hands. Like, stop fiddling around with pencils and stuff.
It's a good thing to do.
So you do, you know, boring...
You can poke someone's eye out.
Boring teachers get the kids to clap their hands or tap their shoulders or whatever. And I was wiggling. I said, all right, that's right. Thanks, Dave.
I'm a boring teacher.
Stop it! Ow! So I was like, I don't know, what can I do that's a bit different? So I got the kids start off by flicking their cheeks. Then I said, all right, now wiggle your ears. And they're all wiggling their ears. The next one. See if you can fit your hand in your mouth. 2 children gagged.
And you gave one of them the buzzy bee?
It was 6-year-olds. And I said, everyone, hands out of your mouths now. And then I had to explain. I said to them all, now, when we go home, we're not going to tell anybody about what Mr. Godden told you to do.
Hey, you're getting in so much trouble. If you're at home there right now, see if you can fit your hand in your mouth.
Yeah.
I know people can.
I'm not responsible.
Marty Feldman can.
Can?
Yeah. Got a big mouth, big hand.
Big hand. What you really want is a small mouth and a big mouth and a small hand.
Yeah.
Like
big head, shallow heart.
Like Bart Simpson.
Is that the name of a song of yours? No. Big Heads.
Shallow Minds.
Shallow Minds. There you go. Running Home, myspace.com/running.
Nothing's really been there in a long time.
Because the last
thing was there. Last thing was there was some spam that came from
Philip
Cartley Fitchener. I can tell your last name by accident. Like some, you know, MySpace have those guys who send ads, and it's like you click on this and free cash. It really worked.
Did you click on
it? No. But it's at the top of our MySpace, and nobody has gone to our MySpace for so long.
It's still there.
It's still there. And that happened in like January. So our, we're having first band practice in 10 weeks.
Tomorrow. In 10 weeks' time? No. There's this new iPhone by Apple. It looks pretty swish. It's doing the rounds on MySpace at the moment. So everyone's saying, if you post this to like another 30 friends, you'll get a free iPhone.
So the iPhones, I thought that was just from that I thought it was a joke.
iPhones are real. Yeah. They're not out in Australia yet. Yeah. You're not going to get a free one. It's just brilliant advertising.
Yeah.
Like, Apple didn't even start it, and they're cheering.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going, iPhone.
You almost said Apple and iPhone.
iJack. Number two. There were some good times in Unleash the Bloke within. Was there anything fun? Oh, it'd have to be New Zealand. New Zealand just chirped us. What moment? There was that the intro music for episode for Renaissance 8. That was brilliant.
Played some beautiful music.
Oh no! Yeah. There was this little radio play by two Kiwi guys. Tom and Fold. That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
That was not funny.
I'm just struggling.
David recorded it for like before we got there.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Episode. It's our 50th episode. We're gonna plug the future because the past is sad.
Yeah, we're on about pushing forward and breaking down barriers and throwing things out and
killing
people. That's what we're on about here on the potty.
Based on their intellectual level.
Tell us about youth group tonight. You came, hung out with juniors. How did you find it?
Juniors, loud.
How good was dodgeball?
It was fun.
Dodgeball tournament. It was. How good was the final?
The final. Oh, it was insane. We were ages.
Two versus one versus one versus two versus two versus one. 2-on-2. Then one player came back on 3-on-2.
This is dodgeball. Nobody's talking about. It was brilliant. So good, and we had six balls in the final, six people, six on six.
It was brilliant. It was year 8 boys, which was mainly girls from year 7, from ring-ins. And year
9 boys.
No, year 7 boys. And year 7 were so cocky, but they got done.
Yeah, they did well.
Neither team was undefeated.
Neither team was undefeated. Both teams were undefeated.
Did they have a draw against each other? Because they would have played each other before.
No, I don't think they did.
They would have had to have this everyone played 5 games, 6 times. Yep. They might have had a draw.
Well, my mathematics is out the window.
That's why he teaches you 1.
2 plus 2.
Is 7. youth group, tell us what happened tonight.
Yep, so, and we looked at, are you looking at Colossians 1?
Every week. Super Jesus.
So it's all about the Colossians 1 passage, which is from something to 23. 15
to
23. And just about how awesome Jesus was. But tonight we talked about Jesus. Dave spoke on Jesus being our head, and basically don't be a chook with no head. Make sure you have Jesus as your head of your life and of our youth group and of our church.
Good one. Connected to him.
Yeah.
Check out, just Google, like, Mike the Headless Chook, 1945, this chook that was
alive. I think it's a myth.
It's like true as. It's on the internet.
Oh, it must be true.
seniors did some stuff. No, we don't know what happened. We heard it was really good.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was incredible.
It'll be up to Matthew 27 and the two, Jesus and the thief on the cross.
I think he might have spoken about Barabbas even.
Really?
I'm not sure. Just read the Bible. It's really good. Matthew 27. God's word.
You'll go.
Number one. Funniest moments. I wasn't particularly prepared for this. Have I said the cigarettes yet? If I haven't said the cigarettes yet, episode 12, cigarettes episode. That was hilarious.
I think there's been other funny moments. Lots of our funny has been looking back on that.
That basically we're living in the past.
Yeah.
From now on, we're never going to talk about it again.
What I
and Napoleon will never speak again. Well, okay, then you have to.
What I would recommend, and I've done this recently, is going back over the teen episodes. So about from 11 to 19. In a lot of those, there's a lot of people. Or maybe it's the 20s that there's a lot of people. Like, we often have more than one or two, three guests. Don't listen to the main dialogue. Listen for what's going on in the background. Different little comments are made, and they're always...
And you miss them.
And right? You miss them when you're here, and you miss them on your first... It's like a...
Daniel's an idiot.
It's an English Daniel's text. An idiot. So you can just peel back layers.
Daniel's an idiot.
I can hear you. It makes it main dialogue if there's only two people.
Yeah, here. Sorry, Daniel's an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel's an idiot.
Yeah, see, Doug thinks you're an idiot too. No, I don't think Daniel's an idiot.
We need to wrap up.
You need to go listen to the bit I said before.
Oh, which bit?
When you were here?
Oh, was it?
When I was stalling. On the snotty was pretty fun. On the snotty, up in the side.
Oh, it was good. And there was lots of good background time. Stuff in there.
Yeah, because people kept coming and going and picked the instructor, and I think we lost him his job.
I've loved doing the potty with you.
Oh.
We've had such a fun year together.
It's been good times. Great rock and roll. I think we need to write a duet right now. I'll talk about the Bible for tonight, and then we'll talk about the potty. Don't be a chook with your head cut off. Make sure you stay connected to the Jesus. Head of the body, that's the church, not just CCEC youth, but Christians all around. I'll do BBs for you.
We started out, two guys in a bathroom, it was good.
It was good.
Throughout the year, we big noted ourselves, thought that we were real good.
Download us on iTunes, make us number one this week.
The party!
And lots of us have disturbed moms. And so we listen to the show each week.
We've had so many guests.
Napoleon
so much to us. I can't remember your name.
John Owen, Roger, Austrian Aaron. Oh, she's funny. They do the look like Bentley from the snow. I tried to get Kamal, but it all fell through. How cool would that have been if he said,
"You're listening to On the Body."
Name's about the guests.
We also had Zach and Kim and Elise. Call them Khalees.
Oh, Khalees, yeah!
More recently, we had friends from overseas.
Yeah.
Megan, she was Chukas. And we had Alistair. And Adrian!
On his wedding day!
We had Renee. We had one of Renee's youth group girl, Francesca.
We had my wife, Rowena. She brings in her bread. It makes us a bit wacky in the head.
We had Tim and Deb.
Tim and Deb.
They were nice.
They were nice.
We spent a lot of time
talking about poo
and rice.
How good was the dad joke song compared to this?
Yeah, that was awesome. It came straight from our heart, and it didn't sound like piss.
We had some other guests.
We can't remember their names.
We had Andrew Hurd and Sally Pinkston.
Oh, that's right. We had Max and Andrew and Andrew's sister.
And Ellen.
Ellen.
and Jace who waved in the background.
And Andrew Hayes.
Hi, Andrew Hayes.
And Stephanie H from Matcha Visual Aid to Andrew Hayes. Work it out.
From Matcha.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? This is such a good song. We're taking up so long.
But it's funny.
I hope you haven't turned off your computer.
Download us in iTunes. iTunes. How bad was the episode in Terry Gull High School? There was nothing funny at all.
That was such a bad episode.
But how good was Valentine's Day?
That was bad as too. I hated it because I wasn't here.
We had the Brinton's 5.1. How much fun was that?
How much fun was Mrs. Brinton? I love you, Mrs. Brinton.
We had John O'Rink all the way from Tanzania.
Yes, we had
BMX Benny.
We had Ryan Perry Jones.
RPJ.
BMX Benny.
I'm sweating. Let's see if we've got any more.
One day we're gonna go to Sydney.
Totally
not related to our youth group.
Totally not related, cause they're most of our listeners.
They could to build up our ego.
Ego building happens now.
It happens now. It
happens now.
And it's the first name in our title.
Number one in iTunes. I'm the producer on the internet.
Without me, it'd be nothing.
Number one on iTunes, baby.
It's the best song in the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Autumn.
Happy birthday to you.
Check us out www.ccc.com. Number one iTunes is where we will be this week. Hit it hard. Put it on your MySpace. Make everyone download it. Eat iTunes.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia and Canada and Sydney. Peace out. And Tanzania. We actually had a listener in Tanzania.
And Botswana.
Yeah, but Tanzania. And I've been in touch with a dude from India.
Really?
Via our India podcast.
Oh,
he's part of an orphanage there. I've chatted to him. Pray for him. Peace out, dudes.